Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Ephesians 4:16.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Ephesians 4:16. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Our physical bodies are creative masterpieces. We have teeny parts unseen, cells and blood vessels and neurons. We have major organs, the brain, heart, liver, and kidneys. We have parts obvious to all, like our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. And most of us have limbs, our arms and legs, topped with hands and feet. Every part of our body was created to serve a specific purpose. What would happen if our ears couldn't hear or our eyes couldn't see? How would our lives be affected if we suddenly suffered a brain injury or lost a limb? What would happen if our heart quit pumping? In some cases, our body parts failing to fulfill their purpose would mean our having to learn coping mechanisms and new skills. Things might prove challenging for us, but we'd manage. In some cases, we might end up with unique physical challenges or chronic pain. In others, we would lose our lives. God created each part of you and me for a specific purpose, to work together for the good of our body as a whole. So it is with the body of Christ or the church. Every part or person plays a necessary role. The Apostle Paul wrote today's Bible verse to remind believers in Ephesus that they were members of the body of Christ and were to contribute to its well-being. In the previous verse, he said that Jesus was the head of the body, the source of its life and strength and even its growth. As each person within the body of Christ remained under his control or headship, that body as a whole would remain healthy and experience growth. According to Paul's teaching, Jesus made the body, or the church, fit together perfectly. In the original Greek, that phrase, fit together perfectly, is often designated for musicians who bring about harmony from various instruments and parts of music. In Paul's day, Jesus, as head of the body, brought about harmony. Back then, and still today, the body of Christ can find any number of reasons for dissonance or a lack of harmony, but everything changes when we operate with Jesus as our head. We might be in a community of believers who come from various races, cultures, and backgrounds. We might speak different languages, have different skin colors, live in different neighborhoods, celebrate different traditions, and have polar opposite personalities and interests. but we still share a common faith in Jesus. The more we as individuals grow in our relationship with Jesus, the more we contribute to the health of the larger body of Christ, and we do so in harmony. As individual members of Christ's body, we all have God-given gifts and assignments. According to Ephesians 4:11, God has gifted some as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Romans 12:3-8 contains another list. This one includes exhortation, which means encouraging others to lead a victorious Christian life. It also mentions giving. That would mean we share our time and our resources. It mentions leading, showing compassion, and serving. That's helping others in practical ways. We're all gifted in unique ways and not by accident. Jesus has fit us together perfectly for the health and harmony of his spiritual body. Every member benefits when we discover, develop, and use those gifts. If we withhold them, others will not grow, and the body suffers. We might withhold our gifts if we believe the lie that we have nothing to offer. Maybe we hesitate to get involved because we're afraid of failure, or we're overly concerned with what other people think of us. Maybe we've fallen into the comparison trap. We look at other people's gifts and feel as though we fall short. If that's our thinking, then let's align our hearts with the truth that Jesus is the head of the body, and our role is to cooperate with his purposes. His purpose is for every part of the body to contribute to its growth and health. So no matter what role we play, whether more or less visible, our participation is important, and it makes a difference in others' lives. No contribution we make to the health of the body of Christ is useless. Every ounce of participation blesses and encourages others, whether we're greeting people at the church door, volunteering in the nursery, teaching children's church, singing on a worship team, helping with techie stuff, making coffee, or leading a midweek Bible study. Visiting shut-ins during the week is important too. Every member of the body of Christ matters. So let's willingly and joyfully do our part in keeping that body healthy and strong. Let's all participate, and let's do so in harmony with Christ as our head. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us about maintaining the health of the body of Christ. We acknowledge Jesus as the head of this body, the one in whom all life and strength is found, the one from whom all growth comes. Please help us to understand our role and to discover and develop the gifts you've given us. Make us aware of lies we've believed and help us walk in truth, that we play a vital role in the overall health of the body of Christ. Give us willing and joyful hearts to engage with a local community of believers using the gifts you've given for your glory and the good of your church. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists.
When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.